The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. With that song, you know it's time for Boat Smart. Stefan Schmidt is in the house.
In the house.
On
good morning, everybody. Happy Friday and all that good stuff.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are listening to Boat Smart. I was that line that says we're all in the same boat, I was thinking, get out of my boat.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be alone.
I don't know why I thought that, but we were talking in class the other day. We're talking about leaving and going boating and stuff. And I always say when somebody gets on my boat and they want to know what time we're going to get back,
right.
I always say, get out of my boat. I never have a return time, you know.
Good for
it's like,
you.
Go, right?
Yeah, good for you. I love that.
Oh, yeah. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show or text-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go on there and check out all their specials, all the motors they have in stock. There's a great place to go to look and see what they got going on out at Key Marine. Also, their Facebook page as well. So it's pretty cool. I got a text from Dustin this morning, and we were talking about repowering a boat at school. So we're going to do that.
Excellent.
And we're going through Key Marine on that as well. So the students will have an opportunity to repower a boat over there. So we're picking up a motor from them and doing that. We're Yamaha, so we're able to do that for them. And then they can do it. We'll do the PDI, the pre-delivery, and all that stuff for it and get all that stuff filled out for them. And we're going to do that for them. So I'm excited about that. The students get to move it up to a different level now. So it's pretty fun to get that stuff done, you know.
Well, and for people that don't know Stefan, he's a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. So that's a lot of links with the community and business and development.
Yeah.
So, and also for the Key Marine, you know, this is the time to take your boat in, right? People are
putting
them
in
the water.
Yeah, get it in there. Yeah, as Bill was saying, they're not that far behind. They stay pretty steady on getting your boat in and out. So especially for services and stuff like that.
Right.
Also for Marine, for the repower, you can get a Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki. Also, that Cox Diesel is out there as well. You can check it out. So diesel may be your choice of motor. I don't see a lot of them on the water around here. I have seen them at boat shows, but not on the water. But that may be the next trend. Who knows? You know, so check them out. Give them a call, 850-492-0487, and give them a call for your help on any kind of service or repair on all those motors. That's for sure.
Excellent.
Mercruiser as well.
Okay.
Mercruiser as well.
So if you have a question for Stefan as we get into talking about the college, about the classes, and also about boating, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, my listeners, do you guys like the subject matter that I give out? You know, we talk about students a lot. We talk about the school a lot, you know, but I do like to answer questions about people's problems or maintenance or things like that, too. So I don't mind taking those as I go through my notes and everything.
Well,
here.
It is the expert panel.
Yeah, and
right?
We can try to give an expert opinion. I told my students, they said, you know everything. I said, no, I really don't know everything, you know, but I try.
That's always dangerous.
I try. I really do try hard to make sure that the answers that I give is correct and that, you know, we do the best we can on all that. So,
yeah.
So give us a call, 850-437-1620. So we've got some shout outs. I always do. Okay. So we have Tyler Madison. He's going to be co-oping very soon in the next 2 weeks at ERS Marine Sales down in Niceville, Florida. I already have a previous student that's been there about 5 years or more.
No kidding.
And now I have another student going there in Niceville area. So I get to travel to Niceville and check on him every once in a while.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, it's awesome. We're transitioning out of the fall into summer, right? Is that right? Spring and summer.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, I don't ever know what it is. They talk about fall, spring, and all this stuff at school.
It's spring right now.
Okay, spring into summer.
Trust me.
And we go into summer school. Right? Got it? And so I have a lot of students that are completing and moving on. So I have several here. I got Jesse Pepper, who is going to co-op at JP Marine Service here in Pensacola. And another previous student owns that business, is hiring one of my students.
Wow.
Charles Prendergast is the student, the previous student. He's the owner of JP Marine, and he does a mobile marine repair, works on everything, outboards, diesels, and all that stuff. So he went through my program, and I speak with him often, you know, and he calls.
You know what this is starting to sound like a little bit? The NFL draft.
The NFL draft.
Like you're the coach, and your players are now getting picked up by all the major players, you know, the major teams.
I think that's a good way to look at it.
Right? Because you've been training them, and they've done the work, and then you kind of put their names out there, and now they're all having success.
Yeah.
Where
people
they're
want
to.
My students to go to work for them, you know, and I think that is good. And people, you know, that are interested in hiring my students, it really works out pretty well.
Well, that's what it's all about, right? Giving them a trade that they can make a living on and enjoy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we have Reggie Miller also getting ready
another
to
one?
Complete.
Gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
And this
what
is
a list.
Student that's been here from Nebraska.
That's right. I think you've mentioned him before.
We had a long-term plan before he came here, and then we continued that plan as he got here, and now he is completing and is moving back to Valley, Nebraska, and we're going to work for Valley Marine in Nebraska.
There's a Valley Marine in
Valley
Nebraska?
Valley Marine in Nebraska.
I don't know a thing about Nebraska.
There's,
there are a lot of
there's
lakes
and stuff
yeah,
up there.
Right.
Beautiful area. I went on their website and checked them out, Valley Marine, and it's a nice facility and stuff. It's, you know, they kind of tend more towards ski-type boats and things like that, you know, but it's really it's what he wanted to do. It's his plan, and now he's doing that. And his ultimate plan, is maybe to go further than that, maybe own a business or something in one day and, you know, keep moving forward. And, you know, as we talk about these transitions, it's kind of it's really a weird feeling, okay? So you guys got to understand, I'm with these students for a year and a half or so, sometimes longer or sometimes a little bit shorter, but it's always a year or more, right?
Right.
You get to know people, right? You get to understand them. You get to have little pieces of their life, you know, that we talk about and things like that. So as people start to transition out, I actually had to say to Reggie, I said, you okay? You know, because there's this feeling of, okay, now I got to go. Right.
Well, it's bittersweet.
It is. That's
little
the
bird,
word we use,
little
bittersweet.
Little bird's going out of the nest, and now is he going to fly or not?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a little scary
it is scary.
Both of you, actually.
For both of us, of course. And I always have the trust and belief that they're going to do good when they go out in the field, always transitioning out and doing that, and it's going to be good for them, you know?
Sure.
So, yeah, so it's been busy.
Wow.
And
that's
going into the end
quite
of the
a
year,
list.
Paperwork and all the stuff we got to do and meetings and all that stuff, you know. So it's been interesting. So I mentioned last week that I wanted to talk a little bit about transitioning from job to job, okay? Because it seems like a lot of times I get, if it's not one, it's two or three phone calls from different students that previous students I'm talking about that want to transition to another location or something, you know.
Right.
So they call me for advice. Okay. So I'm very careful about the words that I use and how I talk to students as they ponder this idea, right? So we have long conversations and it's multiple conversations. Sometimes it'll be a conversation where, okay, they're having issues or something going on with the location they're at. And I'll say, why don't we just sit on it for a little bit? Why don't we look at the big picture here and kind of see, you know, what going on, you know. Sometimes it's a pay thing where they're not happy with pay. Sometimes it's a location situation where maybe they're driving too far or something like that also, which includes pay, of course, you know. Sometimes it's the management.
Personalities.
Right? The personalities and the management type situation. So I've been in conversation with several people in this last couple weeks about this at different locations around Pensacola area, you know. And I find it interesting to have these conversations and I try to learn from them, you know. It's as a business owner, I've owned businesses and I've ran my own business. You know, I have to see things from both sides.
Sure.
As an employee, as a business owner, and I always try to have the person that's trying to transition to another job look at it that way. Do you see it from both sides, you know?
But you want to make sure you're making a business decision rather than an emotional one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that can, you could be at a good place and it's just something maybe I need to adjust.
Yeah.
Or a personality that kind of, that can be worked out.
Yeah.
And it really is a great place for you. Or it may not be. And then you can look at it more objectively.
And I've had this situation with me where I've been in jobs and believe it or not, it where I had to transition out. Sometimes it's my decision, sometimes it's not, you know. And I've had people that I've worked for come up to me and go, after years after, meet them at somewhere, you know, out in public or whatever, and they go, one of the worst decisions that we've ever made was you leaving my company.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes that happens, you know, sure. where they go, wow. Because I think a lot of times, you know, the forest for the trees kind of situation, right?
That's
you can't
right.
see what's going on around you. The grass is greener. All these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're thinking about doing these moves, right? It all plays, you know. And is the grass really greener, you know? Are you seeing the forest for the trees and all the stuff that's going on, right?
Yeah, because sometimes you get tunnel vision when you're in it.
You do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what happens, we've had a lot of transitions in our area where we're having larger corporations buy out these smaller businesses.
True.
It would be like somebody coming in and buying out Key Marine, and now they're under a corporation mm-hmm. name, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a way different situation working for a corporation than it is working for a Key Marine.
Sure.
Okay. I personally can't work for a corporation because I like to make my own decisions.
No.
Yes, believe it or not. Okay. So I like to make my own decisions. Every time I was in a leadership type situation, I always had a leeway to make my decisions mm-hmm. on my area.
As a manager. Right.
Right. And what happens a lot of times when you're working for a larger corporation, and it's just, I'm not downing this at all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it works, you know, of course, they're making money, they're hiring people, which is awesome. Some people just aren't geared for that, right? They don't like that type of management, if you will, mm-hmm. right? Where I like the fact that, okay, I can come in, I'm going to run a shop, okay?
Right.
And this is how I'm going to do it, you know? And I think a lot of things is, okay, you should give somebody leeway and let them do their thing, right? What they're specializing in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work, then we rethink it, right? But if it's working, move it forward, right?
Sure.
Right? So that's kind of how I look at that. So a lot of people don't like that kind of situation, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, some people thrive in the structure. If you're corporate, there's a structure, there's forms, there's rules.
Right.
It's very not personal.
And you go, yeah, exactly. And you go from a place like Key Marine or these locations that have become, you know, owner-operated mm-hmm. kind of situations.
There's more flexibility
family,
there.
Right, family. And they transition into a corporation type situation, and now they have all these rules, and this is how you're going to do
different.
It. And they try to keep this across the board through all the dealerships that they own,
mm-hmm.
right? This dealership is doing the same thing as this one, and this
That's
one,
right.
and this one, right?
They have to.
Yeah, they have to, I don't know if I agree with it. Have to.
Well,
I think they should give some leeway, but, you know, I understand their point. You
mm-hmm.
know, this is how they do that. And some people just don't, they're not geared up for that.
Right.
You know? So, as I talk to students and previous students, technicians, I always give them the advice of, you know, to write down everything, the pros and cons, you know, where you're at, okay? Also, update your resume.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your resume is updated and make sure you have everything on your resume, because when you're ready to go, you might need to, you know, that you need to go with the updated resume,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And give it out. A lot of times, most 99% of the time, they'll say to me, I'm going to put you down. Can I put you down as a reference? And I always, you know, of course, say yes. I have told a few people no.
Okay.
In the past. Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. But, you know, certain situations, I'm not going to put it out there. Right.
Right. Well, of course.
So I have. And most of the time, it's because of a fact that they can't pass a drug test or they can't get to
right.
work on time. Right,
right.
Or something like that. And these people, you know, I know their track record, and a lot of times I'll say, don't put me down unless you want me to tell the truth, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to tell the truth, you know, and that's how I do that, right?
Yeah.
But most of the time they'll call me and say, I'm going to put you down as a reference, and I'll say, yeah, that's great, do that, I will give you a good reference, you know,
mm-hmm.
and go forward. So the resume is very important. Write down the pros and cons is very important, you know, and then if you're really not happy, you know, start looking around. My job at school is not to place people that's already placed,
mm-hmm.
okay? So it's a fine line for me, because I will not recommend a person to go to one location to another. I just don't do that.
Right.
Because my goal is to put new people in the field,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cutting my nose off if I'm letting people, you know, all these old stuff. My students don't understand none of these. So, right.
I understand.
Yeah, so, yeah,
I'm old
don't.
Enough to understand that
so,
one.
You know, so I don't do that, you know.
Right.
I don't.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Do that. So I try to place new students in the field, you know. Again, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center. So give us a call or text. Maybe you have an interjection here. Maybe you want to talk about this. Maybe you have something good or bad to say about my subject today, but moving from job to job. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have gone through this, and it doesn't, we're not talking just the marine industry. We're talking all kinds of industries across the board, right?
The best advice I ever got was don't leave your job till you have a job.
That's always good advice.
Because you're in a better negotiation place when you're actually talking to people. But when you are out of the job, if you walk away, and then now you have don't have a leg to stand on, as they say.
Another thing, that's a good one too. My students won't understand it either. So another good thing is when you do interviews and you're going for another job, never badmouth the other employer.
Don't burn any bridges. You know,
that's
don't
another one
burn
too.
Burn any bridges.
You don't, because you never know when you're going to go back, right?
That's
so
right.
So I know of a case where a person that I know got a new job. They put in their 2-week notice. They were immediately terminated at that point, right?
Right. That's so usually what happens.
And then they had to wait a few weeks to go to work for somewhere else. And then after they were there for a week or two, the other place called them and said, "We want you back." So now, what's the value of your employee? Mm-hmm. Let me talk to the employer a little bit. You know, maybe you need to really look at what your employees are, how valuable they are to you. Again, you know, they may not seem that valuable at the time, but when they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
a lot of times you don't realize how much someone's doing.
And most of the time I suggest don't go back. You know, in those situations, a lot of times it's a tough situation.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I also tell students to evaluate themselves. I keep calling students, employees, to evaluate themselves. Okay. Mm-hmm. So recently, I was walking down the hallway at school, and I had a student from another class was walking down. So I didn't know him, so I introduced myself. "Hey, how you doing? What class you in?" And they're telling me what class they're in and stuff. And so I said, "Are you working in field? What's your plans?" You know, I always like to ask other class students that. You know,
sure.
I'm interested, right?
Yeah.
And he says, and he told me he was working somewhere. And I said, "Well, how's your job? How's it going?" "Ah, I hate that job, you know, and all this stuff, right?" So I'm like, "Oh, yeah, okay. So let's talk about that." "Hey, right?" So I said, "Okay, so you don't like it, huh? You know, well, I got to show up working on time and all." You know, I'm like, "Okay, give me these weird excuses, right?" So I asked him the next question. I says, "So younger person," I said, "so how many jobs have you had? You know," and he clicked off like 3 or 4 jobs, right? And now he's young, so I know these jobs don't last very long, right?
Right.
So I said to him, and you know, you can hurt people's feelings, and you know, I don't have feelings, so it don't matter to me anymore. So, you know, so I said to him, I said, "You know, here's what I think you need to do." And he's looking at me, and I said, "Do you have any mirrors in your house?" And he says, "Yeah." I said, "I would suggest that you go look in the mirror." Okay.
Ooh.
Because when you have a track record of these type of situations, right, it may not be the employer. It may be you.
Yeah.
And that's a hard fact to, you know,
what's my responsibility? What's my part?
Right.
If it's up to me to be coming into work on time and I'm not.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
Well, yeah, that's true.
There's a problem there.
I get in trouble for not being here on time.
I mean,
you probably are going to, you know. So all these things come in play. Mm-hmm. But I never try to get people to move, especially if they've been there for under a year or two. You know, I always say, let's play this out, because it doesn't look good on your resume.
Mm-mm.
When you job jump from one to the other.
And it takes time.
It takes time.
It takes time to get used to a new environment, to figure things out, to establish yourself.
Yep.
So we're just such a quick society now. We want to have everything
done,
especially the kids. They want everything right now. I want to have the house, the car, the kids, the successful job.
All that.
They don't understand the concept of working your way up.
Right.
Paying your dues.
And
I was instilled with that.
I teach that in my class.
Mm-hmm. Pay your
dues. I talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned the fact that I was scraping boats when I first got in this business. You know,
trust me, I used to
work radio.
Was
getting paid. I think it was $2.45 an hour when I first started. Now I'm dating myself. You know, my students are looking at me like, "What?"
I think I made $5 an hour to work the 12 midnight to 6 a.m. shift at an a.m. station.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was low pay.
Yes,
you know,
it was.
Even that at that point in time is in the, you know, back in the early 80s.
Careful.
Right?
Careful.
Okay. So it was low pay.
Right.
Now, I understood that I had to start working my way up.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
And I always tell students, you know, you need to ask somebody that you're working for, how am I doing? What can I do to make myself better? And all these things, you know, there's things that you can do in a job that you may not be happy with that you can try to change it yourself a little bit. And that's by having conversations with your superiors, if you want to call them your bosses, right? And if those conversations aren't working, then maybe it is time to move on.
Someone told me once, when you're in a new job, be curious, not critical.
Exactly.
Because I can walk into a place and I can take their inventory and, yeah. and figure it out. But be curious. What yeah. do I need to know? What can yeah. I learn here? What yeah. can I use here? And a big question, how can I be of service?
Yeah.
It's not about me. How right. can I be of service here?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I tell students that you, when you go to work somewhere, you're actually a part on a shelf mm-hmm. that they sell. You're selling your labor. You know, that's what they're selling, right?
Right.
So you have, the employer has to keep track of how much labor you bill out and stuff. So I always recommend also that they keep track of their own labor and how much they're billing out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a what do they call it? A dual-edged sword.
Right. Double-edged sword.
Yeah, double-edged sword, where it can hurt you if you're not producing,
mm-hmm.
but it can help you if you are.
That's right.
As far as getting a raise or benefits and stuff mm-hmm. like that as well.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk and Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I think this is a good subject, you know. So, and especially this time of year, a lot of times the dealerships are looking for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're starting to get busy. They need help, you know. And like Key Marine said, like they said that they keep their employees through the winter time and everything, through the slow times, right?
Which is great.
Which is great, right? So they're not looking really because they're keeping them. Sometimes these larger places lay some people off.
Mm-hmm.
And those people find different jobs. And now here we are going into the season and now they're desperate. And they actually, and I don't agree with this too much. I mean, if they put an ad out and you answer the ad, that's awesome, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't agree with the fact that they may go to you at your business or call you and you're and they know you're already working.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
that kind of situation, you know. So a lot of times that happens as well. So it all goes both ways and I'm always recommending to students that just to sit back and kind of see what's happening and then work it that way. We have a text?
We do, and it's okay. a great comment. Someone just texted in. I used to tell my employees when they had a problem to go home, look in the mirror, and ask if they were part of the problem or part of a solution, and then we will talk about it the next day.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah, it is great advice, and I think that's a big part of it is the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
As my students transition to the field, I always tell them, after you've been there for a week or two, do not hesitate to talk to your employer, your boss, whoever your immediate supervisor is, and say, how am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't make mistakes where you could have asked a question and you mm-hmm. made a mistake because you didn't, right? So that's a big deal as well, you know, so to make sure you're doing good.
And you're not expected to know everything. You're new.
You are not expected to know everything.
I thought I should know everything the first day.
Yeah, and some employers expect you to know everything your first day, but generally, the ones that I work with, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know where we're coming from. They understand our process. They understand why we do what we do. And my students are transitioning from a entry level and then working their way up.
Right.
You know, always the goal is to keep your employees, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them happy. Keep them well paid. And they'll be there for a long period of time.
Well, then you develop loyalty and respect.
Exactly. Not only with your employees, but with your customers as well.
Of course.
I know when I walk into a place, I like to see the same faces.
Absolutely. I'm the same way because I love having that same person yeah. working on my vehicle or my boat, whatever.
I do the same thing. When I go to a place, I'll ask the technician that's working on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll say, how long have you been here?
Uh-huh.
And if they've been here for a while, I'm solid.
Relaxed.
You know, if they think I've been here for a few weeks, I'm a little nervous at that point, right?
That makes sense. So,
you know,
oh my goodness.
I do that, you know. Well, I think this was a good topic. We got another text?
No, we got about a minute left.
Minute left. Okay. So,
give you a heads up there.
Yep. I thought this was a good topic. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about, when a customer doesn't want to pay and giving students opportunities, things like that. So we'll talk more based on that kind of stuff. So I want to thank y'all for listening. It's going to be a great weekend to be out on the boat.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It's going to be gorgeous.
And, yeah, it's going to be gorgeous. I want to thank Key Marine Center for sponsoring the show. They are here helping us to get the word out about Georgetown Technical College, about the Marine Service class, and all the great things we do out there with our students and all the bittersweet times we have when they transition out into the field, you know.
It's not easy.
And I always have a deal with my students. I'll say, I don't cry if you don't cry.
Oh.
You know. Well, and it's you know, it's a good thing.
Well, congratulations to Tyler Madison, Jesse Pepper.
Yep.
It looks like previous students, Charles Prendergast, Zach Hinkle, and Reggie Miller,
just
all these folks.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Thank y'all. We'll be back in here next week.
All right. This has been Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center. We appreciate all that you do, Stefan, for the show. Always a pleasure to hear all about the students and about boating and
That's
all
right.
that. So. This is Pep Talk and Boat Smart on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back shortly right after the news. Thanks, Stefan.